This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 36 people were killed when a Greek passenger train collided head-on with a freight train late on Tuesday, derailing carriages, which then burst into flames in the country's deadliest rail crash in living memory. Many of the victims were thought to be university students returning home after a long holiday weekend, and officials said the death toll was expected to rise further as temperatures in one carriage had risen to 1,300 Celsius after it caught fire. A witness of the deadly crash tells the Associated Press both passenger and freight trains involved in the crash were destroyed. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Witness Vasilis Polizos says he believes the passenger train was traveling at nearly 100 miles an hour when the crash happened. After the collision, he says people naturally were scared. They didn't know where they were. Survivors say several passengers were thrown through the windows of the train cars due to the impact. The possible cause of the collision was not immediately clear. The passenger train was carrying about 350 passengers. I'm Charles De La Desma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, visiting Uzbekistan on Wednesday, spoke about the war in Ukraine and said there was no doubt who was to blame.
We all know the simple truth. That the war could end tomorrow. It could end today if President Putin so decided. He started it. He can stop it.
Blinken also claimed the Russian leader has not shown that he is prepared to engage in meaningful diplomacy, but if he did, the U.S. would be ready to negotiate with him. Blinken said Russia's stance is, quote, unless and until Ukraine accepts the fact that Russia has seized their territory